Welcome to Building a Life of Prayer with Pastor David Beatty of River Oaks Community Church, taking you through the prayers of the Bible so that you can grow in your confidence and enjoyment of prayer.
Thank you for joining me today as we talk about building a life of prayer by the study of prayer throughout Scripture. Today we're going to be looking at Psalm 140. The heading of the psalm reads, "To the Choir Master, a Psalm of David," and we read these words: "Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men who plan evil things in their heart, who stir up wars continually. They make their tongue sharp as a serpent's, and under their lips is the venom of asps," Selah. "Guard me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have planned to trip up my feet. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me, and with cords they have spread a net. Beside the way they have set snares for me," Selah. "I say to the Lord, you are my God. Give ear to the voice of my pleas for mercy, O Lord. O Lord, my Lord, the strength of my salvation. You have covered my head in the day of battle. Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked. Do not further their evil plot, or they will be exalted," Selah. "As for the head of those who surround me, let the mischief of their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise. Let not the slanderer be established in the land. Let evil hunt down the violent man speedily. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and will execute justice for the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence." In Psalm 140, King David is obviously afflicted in some way. As we read at the very beginning of the psalm, "Deliver me, O Lord, from evil men. Preserve me from violent men." Yet David addresses the Lord with confidence, acknowledging that he is his God, as we see in verse 6, "I say to the Lord, you are my God." And in verse 7, "O Lord, my Lord, the strength of my salvation." Then David prays for judgment on his enemies in verses 10 and 11, using quite strong words. He says, "Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into fire, into miry pits, no more to rise." A question arises when we see words like these in the book of Psalms. Is it ever appropriate for those of us who are Christians to pray this way about people who dislike us or wrong us or persecute us? I believe Jesus gave us, those of us who know Christ and are his followers, a better way when he taught these words in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you." However, we Christians do have an adversary, the devil, whose very name means slanderer. And when David prays in verse 11 of Psalm 140, "Let not the slanderer be established in the land," I think we can use those words to pray for the defeat of the purposes of our adversary, the devil. And then Psalm 140 concludes with an expression of confidence in the Lord when David writes, "I know the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and will execute justice for the needy. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to your name. The upright shall dwell in your presence." What a great psalm for those who are afflicted to review and meditate upon. And I love the way it ends with this beautiful expression of confidence that the upright shall dwell in God's presence. Would you join me as we pray about these things today? Father, we come in the name of Jesus. I pray for any suffering affliction this day that you would strengthen them and encourage them and show yourself to be the strength of their salvation. That you, Lord, would defeat the works of the evil one before us and help us to trust you, knowing you will maintain the cause of your people, and that through faith in Christ, we will dwell with you forever. And we pray in your great name. Amen.